Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Proudly sitting in for Del today, I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Well, I'm assuming most of you out there are aware of the stock market news. It's down over 500 points. I think it was 550 when I looked at it last, just glancing. But what a great day to not be in the stock market, huh? And I'm so happy I'm not in the stock market. Anyway, today's show, I'm going to discuss an article that came out in the Sunday edition of the Dallas Morning News a few weeks ago, and that's prime time. For those of you that read newspapers, if it's on the Sunday section, front page, that's prime time in newspaper speak. And the title of this article is, quote, "Here's a Big Reason to Keep Working," unquote, by a gentleman by the name of Mitchell Schnurman, and I may be saying that last name wrong. It's S-C-H-N-U-R-M-A-N, Mitchell Schnurman. Here's a big reason to keep working. And this article immediately, as soon as I saw the title, it caught my attention because it's the exact opposite of what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. In fact, my first thought was if Mr. Schnurman joined Lifestyles Unlimited and learned our program, he might write an article entitled, "Here's a Big Reason to Stop Working." So that'd be kind of neat to see. But that's what we're all about, folks. We're about embracing a mindset, a methodology, and a plan of action to become wealthy enough and create enough passive income to stop working, if you so choose, not to keep working. So doesn't that sound better to stop working if you choose on your terms? But the gist of this article is it's all about the penalties associated with taking Social Security early. And I know Social Security is a giant deal. I mean, obviously, this article's front page, Sunday edition, in the business section. But this article goes through all these pitfalls of taking Social Security early, and it gives four major reasons why that's a bad idea. And the article goes on, and essentially it's saying the whole thesis of the article is you should keep working until you're 70 because of reason A, reason B, on and on and on. And I'm going to peel those reasons back as we go through the show today, so I hope you can stick with me. And if you miss it, go back to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on our radio button, and you can download the podcast there, and you can catch up with the show if you've got a cutout or what have you, or you can listen to some of the other shows on your time. So the last part of the show, I'm going to go over a completely different plan as we go through this, and this plan is going to allow you to avoid these headaches associated with Social Security withdrawal penalties, early penalties, and it will actually benefit you in the process, because there's obviously a ton of noise out there. And as I dug into it, I was frankly shocked quite a bit just to see what some of this information was. But our plan, if you start it early enough, let me tell you what, when it comes time to make these decisions on whether to take this Social Security benefit or whether to defer it or when to take it or what have you, I mean, it's a twisted web. But if you're using our plan, I promise you it's going to be no sweat off your back. It's going to be, hey, let's do it. Let's not do it. Because, again, you're not going to be worried about Social Security income if you follow our plan. It's not going to be that important to you. It's going to be gravy, essentially. So again, this article is from the Dallas Morning News, and the title of the article, "Here's a Big Reason to Keep Working," by Mitchell Schnurman. And it brings up some interesting facts for discussion. But this whole article, when you look at it from the outside, it is written for the scarcity mentality crowd, the folks that believe there's only a finite set of resources, that there's only so much to go around. And that's the wrong way to look at some of these things. You need to look at them through the lens of a millionaire mentality, an abundance mentality. because there is more than enough to go around, my friend. So what do I mean by early benefits, or what does the article mean? So let me explain that a little bit. First of all, the U.S. government, Uncle Sam, considers your full retirement age 66, and that's a sliding scale, but that's what it is today. So it's 66 is what Uncle Sam says is the full retirement age, and that's the age where the government says, look, I don't care if you've paid Social Security for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, what have you, you can get the full benefit at age 66. So someone like me, frankly, I was earning W-2 income when I was 15 years old. So some people have decades of feeding Social Security. And the government says, look, if you take it at age 66, you'll get 100% of the benefit. But you can take it at age 62 if you want. And that's called an early benefit. But there's a catch. So if you decide to take your Social Security benefits at age 62, you are only going to receive 75% of your benefit, because essentially you're starting the collections 4 years earlier than I guess the government would like you to take. And there's a bonus on the opposite side. So if you defer your benefit for 4 years to the ripe age of 70, you can collect 135% of the benefit because you delayed for 4 years. So if you take early at 62, you'll be penalized. You'll only get 75% what to do, even though it's your money, but that's a different argument. And then if you wait until 70, the government will allow you to take 135% of whatever your benefit would be. But you see, there's a problem. In 2017, 50% of the people claiming Social Security benefits did so before age 66, okay? So half the people are already saying, I'm not going to wait until I'm 66. I'm going to take the benefit as early as I can, or I'm going to take it sometime between the age of 62 and 66. And additionally, so 50% do it before 66, but at the first point that you can take it, let me tell you, 30% of men choose to do so, and 34% of women choose to take it at age 62. So as soon as that opportunity hits, at least a third of the people jump in. And that invites my question. If the economic incentive is so great to defer these benefits, why are people claiming early? So I had to dig into this a little more, and I found the primary reasons why people do go ahead and make the claim at age 62 or prior to age 66. And number one is many people have to make the claim. Their bodies are broken. They're disabled. Basically, they can't work for health reasons, right? Number two, another big one is corporate downsizing or reorganization. That's a big reason why people are taking that benefit. Number three is people who could afford to retire early. I like that category, right? Go ahead and you can retire early if you want, and let's take the benefit. It's no skin off our back. The fourth reason it states is to do something else, whatever that means. And I believe what that means is that people are taking a different job, or they're going to work part-time, or maybe work in a charity or do something that they really want to do. So that was the number four reason. And stay with me, because later in the show, I'm going to touch on some of those folks that do have part-time jobs. So stay with me on that one. Number five is to care for a family member. So they've got to quit working to take care of somebody within the family. And number six, this is a big one. Your skills no longer match your job. So your skill set does not match what the job needs. And that was a big part of my show last week. My show last week was all about the high cost of ineffective education, and that the skills no longer matching the job set fall in there. So again, if you missed that show, you can go back and catch it on our podcast at Lifestyles Unlimited. But even with these reasons, the article says there's some major pitfalls to taking the benefit early. In fact, rules and caveats are extremely confusing. People just aren't educated. But there's 2,728 rules and thousands of codicils in this government program. Can you imagine that? A government program with 2,728 rules. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you exactly what the debate's about in a monetary sense. How much is this debate about? My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show. We'll pick this up in just a moment.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison. Today we've been talking about an article that came out in the Dallas Morning News a few weeks back, the Sunday edition in the business section. And the title of the article is basically a big reason to keep working longer, essentially. And really, it gives you four reasons. But once you boil it down and you start looking at this Social Security program, I already told you that there's 2,728 rules associated with Social Security, which is insane. It's your typical government program, right? And how come nothing can be simple when we're dealing with the government, sadly? But mathematically, what is all this fuss about? Should I take our benefits at 62? Should we take them at our full when we're 66? Should we take them when we're 70? My friends, you know what the number is? You know what the difference is mathematically? And I think this is going to shock most of you out there. All of this fuss, all of this noise, the difference is $1,000 per month. That's it. $1,000 per month. Where do I get that number? Well, for a worker making $50,000 per year, taking Social Security at age 62 will pay an average of $1,041 per month. Okay, follow me. Now, if you wait 8 years and keep working, as this article says, everybody get ready. Hold on to your seats, because if you wait until age 70, that monthly benefit increases to $2,021 per month. Can you hear this sarcasticity in my voice? All of this noise, the juice of this article is holy cow, you're giving up $1,000 per month if you take your benefit early. That's what they call the upside of staying on the job. You can work another 8 years and increase your benefit $1,000 per month. Wow. Warm up the private jet, my friends. This is not a reason to celebrate, okay? Not at all. It's a dreadful, dreadful plan when you boil it down. And my friends, there is a much easier way to make an extra $1,000 per month, I'm telling you. And it doesn't require anyone to work until age 70, okay? So before I continue into the other reasons in this article to keep working until you're 70, I would be remiss if I didn't mention our Multifamily Masters Tour, which is coming up in Dallas-Fort Worth October 25th and 26th of this year. And I know this is a national show, but if you can make it to Dallas-Fort Worth for the Multifamily Masters Tour, I promise you will appreciate that you came. You're going to get a lot out of this. You need to reserve your spot now because the seats are filling up rapidly. And if you're not from Dallas, come visit us. We'd love to have you. That's late October. The weather typically is really good. It's not too cold. It's definitely not hot late October. But these tours, what this is, this Multifamily Masters Tour, is we're all going to get together and we're going to take some buses to, I believe it's 4 communities, and we're going to go see these apartment communities that the lead investors have purchased, and they will give us a tour of the property. They will open their finances and they will share their books with us, and they will tell us the purchase price of the property, what the rehab cost or the planned rehab cost are, how they're going to take this property and make it better than it was before, the rehab on all the units. It's extremely interesting, but you can see how they take these properties and they make these properties worth so much more. They make them such better places to live for all the residents that are there. So again, we're all together, we're on a bus, we have lunch together. It's an incredible networking event with like-minded others, just like yourself. Very, very fun experience. And that's the Multifamily Masters Tour. The way to get your tickets is to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. That's lifestylesunlimited.com, and click on that Multifamily Tour button on the screen. Okay, back to our article from the Sunday edition. Is actually July 21st, prime time, as I call it, if it's on Sunday, and it's right there, front page of the business section. And the article is saying, hey, here's a big reason to keep working. And it really gives you four reasons, I guess, according to them, why you should keep working. So one of the major ones was that on average, if you take your Social Security benefit at age 62, instead of deferring, then the average household will, over time, get $111,000 in less benefits on average, okay? $111,000. And over time, that's not a huge number. On the face of it, yeah, boom, right there, $111,000. But this doesn't pay in 1 month. This is over an entire retirement, and this is an average. But I want to tell you something. Two rent homes, two very simple, modest 3-2-2 rent homes, very basic, following our model, in just over 10 years, those will cash flow approximately $100,000, if not more. Again, tax-free if done properly, okay? So that $100,000 is in today's numbers. It doesn't include equity capture. It doesn't include appreciation. It doesn't include these other advantages, paying down of the note over 10 years. This is just two very basic rent homes. And all I'm talking about is the cash flow, okay? So follow me. You take $25,000 to $50,000, all right? Total for two houses, and this is different depending on where you live, maybe less, maybe a little bit more. You follow our plan and you purchase two, again, very simple 3-2-2 rent homes. Each of those homes on average will provide you $400 per month in positive cash flow, okay? That's $4,800 per year, right? Times two houses, $9,600 per year, times 10 years, $96,000. So the argument for deferring and working until you're 70 with Social Security is to gain an extra $111,000. How about you buy two rent houses right now and give yourself an extra $100,000 just in cash flow? Much, much better plan. And another thing, when you pass away, Social Security pretty much comes to an end. I believe your spouse is entitled to some of your benefit. He or she may already be taking that, but you're not passing Social Security on to your children. But let me tell you, the two rent homes, you can leave those to your family, and the cash flow continues. So could two rent houses give you the peace of mind, give you the security to not have to worry about when or when not to, or whether to defer these Social Security benefits? You bet they would. Would having the two rent houses in your portfolio, would that ease some of your mental anguish, some of all this noise that people are going through, some of having to deal with 2,700 and what was it, 28 different rules, right? Just two rent houses, my friends, can make all the difference in the world, can give you all the peace of mind you need, and it can make this pretty much a moot point or a moot question in regards to taking these benefits. There's so much more to these two rent houses, so much sweeter. But again, just one way to earn money on two very simple single family rent homes is the cash flow. And there it is. The cash flow is going to provide you essentially what you might give up by taking your Social Security benefit early. And I don't want you to have to sweat that decision. So when we come back on the other side, we're going to go through a few more quote reasons to keep working longer, and I'm going to tell you not. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Dale Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and welcome to another day to not be in the stock market. Cheers. Anyway, we're discussing an article that came out in the Dallas Morning News called Here's a Big Reason to Keep Working. And this article is all about Social Security benefits and why or when or what and everything involved. But the article boils down to say you should keep working and delay taking these benefits until age 66 or even better, age 70. And there it is in print, front page of the business section. And it's screaming at you. It's saying, hey, you keep working until you're 70, and your grand incentive to keep working until you're 70 instead of taking your benefits at age 62. Drum roll, please, Mr. Producer. I don't know if you can put that in or not, but imagine a drum roll, boom, an extra $1,000 per month. That's it, my friends. That's the big argument to wait from age 62 to 70. $1,000 per month. Is it any wonder why only 3.8% of women and 5.6% of men wait until they're 70 to claim the maximum benefit? I'm thinking there's two primary reasons in play why someone would wait. And one is they're working and they're afraid of the future, fear. They're afraid of the future in retirement, and they feel that they're going to need every possible penny. And so they're working until they're 70 and they're delaying the benefit. Or on the contrary to that, they're wealthy enough that they don't need the benefit, so they defer it, and they wait, and they take it at age 70. Two camps right there. But my friends, what we're talking about, again, at the end of the day, is $1,000 per month, okay? So you remember those two rent houses that I mentioned in the last segment. Again, those rent houses pay an average of $400 per month. Two of them is going to pay $800 per month, right? Simple Aggie math. Three rent houses will pay you $1,200 per month on average. So with just three rent houses, you have now exceeded this quote-unquote bonus benefit of Social Security, okay? Just right there with three rent houses. And it's gonna provide for you on and on and on. You're not relying on the government. Everyone's always worried about insolvency, etc. Your rent houses are not going to be insolvent if you're doing them right. So the other big reason in this article that they mention is taxes, okay? And what it is, they label it as an earnings penalty, but let's call it what it is. It's a tax. And so this earnings penalty, let me break it down for you. Let's say you have not reached your full retirement age of 66 yet. You have decided to take your benefits prior to age 66. Keep in mind, as I mentioned earlier, 50% of people will do so. And actually about a third of everybody will take them as soon as they can at age 62. So if you're in that 62 to 66 and you have elected to receive your Social Security benefits, the government comes out and they say, hey, if you want to work while taking this early benefit, we are going to provide this earnings penalty, and it's really a tax. And this is quite a penalty. Once I started looking at this, it's 50% of every dollar above $17,640, so 50% to the government, and 33% of every dollar over $46,920. That is an incredible penalty. If that's not the highest tax bracket for real in this country, I don't know what is. So don't tell me the government doesn't want you to be broke. And how they come up with these numbers, 17,640, could you just not call it 18 for simplicity? And then $46,920, could you not just call that 47? Nothing is simple when it comes to the U.S. government, my friends. So if you're working and you've taken your benefit at age 62 or before age 66 is what it really is, 50% of every dollar above 17,6 and 33% of every dollar above 46,9. However, there is a caveat to this, and I want to tell you, I want to share with you a little nugget here, and it's, in my mind, probably reason number 73 why you should own cash-producing investment real estate. And here it is. This earnings penalty that the government talks about and says, how dare you keep working, and if you make over 18 grand a year, I'm going to take 50% of it. Well, this earnings penalty, listen, it only applies to W-2 income. It does not apply to passive income. That's right. So W-2 income, that is the J-O-B income. But the government says, hey, you can make all the passive income you want all day long. We're not going to touch it. We're not going to penalize you. And you can take your Social Security benefit if you want without penalty. That's right. No cap. Tell me that passive income is not the king, my friends, in so many, many ways. And why would you not want to help yourself with passive income? Why? So this primetime article, Dallas Morning News, Sunday edition, has provided three reasons to, hear me out here, quote, keep working until age 70, end quote. And what are these three reasons? One, $111,000 on average less benefit per household if taking your benefit early. Two, this really boils down to an extra $1,000 per month if you wait until you're 70. And three, the other reason to keep working until you're 70 is to not have to be exposed to this earnings penalty of up to 50% of every dollar. Again, why would you not want to help yourself with passive income? Why would you not want to do that? And if you haven't, if you're on the fence, if you haven't decided, I encourage you to come to one of our free workshops. Find out what we're all about. Come listen to what we have to say. It's 2 hours of your life. It is a different avenue. It is a different approach. It is not the status quo. Come visit us at lifestylesunlimited.com. You can click on the free workshop button there. You can also download our podcast. You can look at our case studies. There are video case studies of people just like you who took a step in our direction, and they're sharing their successes in these little case studies. And you can also download our free starter kit. It's right there. If you're unsure, download that free starter kit. Take a look at it. Give us a shot. If you don't want to go to lifestylesunlimited.com, you can give us a call at 866-945-6565, 866-945-6565. Give us a call. You can sign up for a free workshop. That way, our next workshops at Lifestyles Unlimited, we've got one August 10th in Atlanta, Georgia, August 17th in Detroit, Michigan, again, August 17th in Seattle, Washington, and then we're doing the California tour, August 21st in Sacramento, California, August 22nd in Fresno, California, August 24th in San Jose, California, and September 7th in Anaheim. And that's just a few of our upcoming workshops. We've got them all over the country. So you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the free workshop button, and see what we're all about. Because we're going to show you a way to where, just a very basic way, you're not going to have to sweat these Social Security decisions when it comes time to make them, because you will have enough passive income in your life that you can breeze right through, and this decision is not going to be as stressful as it is, because people are stressed out, they're worried, they don't understand again, there's 2,700 and something different rules when it comes to dealing with Social Security. There's an article right there in the Dallas Morning News that's encouraging you to keep working until you're 70. So that's not a good plan, in my opinion. But what the article says is, hey, keep working until you're 70. You'll get an extra $111,000. Let me tell you what, when you divide that out over 10, 15, 20 years, it's not that big of a difference. Not at all. Or you can earn this extra $1,000 per month. Again, not that big of a difference. Or you may be subject to this earnings penalty. I'm telling you, the earnings penalty does not apply to passive income. Does not apply to passive income. The government wants you to be broke. I want you to be rich. I want you to earn passive income with cash producing, cash flowing, quality real estate. Come check us out at Lifestyles Unlimited. Come to one of our free workshops. Give us a call at 866-945-6565. And I don't think I've given it out, but feel free to email me at askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I do respond to each and every email that I get. And when we come back for the last segment, we're going to finish this discussion on the Social Security benefits and all of the noise out there giving you reason after reason to work until you're 70. I'm going to reveal the last reason to, quote, keep working until you're 70, and I'm going to blast that reason as well. My name's Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we've been discussing all the noise regarding Social Security benefits in this article in the Dallas Morning News. And should you take them? When should you take them? Should you wait? Should we do this plan or this strategy? What are the pitfalls? On and on and on. But my friends, I don't want you to work any longer than you have to. If you want to work, I want you to do something you enjoy. Not necessarily for the income, because it's what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, and where you want to do it. Send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. So this article in the Dallas Morning News Sunday edition provided three reasons to, quote, keep working until the age of 70. And the first primary reason was, well, you'll be given up $111,000 if you take your benefit at age 62. And the second big benefit was, well, you can get an extra $1,000 per month if you wait until you're 70. And the third big reason was, well, if you withdraw early or accept the benefits early, essentially, and you're between the ages, you haven't reached full retirement age, and to the government, again, full retirement age is age 66. But if you've decided to take those benefits early and you're between that age of 62 and 66, the government's going to be nice enough to say, hey, if you earn greater than $17,600, whatever the number was, I mentioned it in the last segment, then we're going to take 50% of what you earn. 50%. I mean, that just shocks me. Tell me that's not the highest tax rate we have. And that is a tax. It's not an earnings penalty. That's really a tax. Call it what you will. So the last reason this article gives us to keep working longer is life expectancy, okay? Life expectancy. Yes, people are living longer. And this article practically spells out a point that we at Lifestyles Unlimited have told people over and over and over to anyone who will listen is that with the current plan, the current status quo plan, where you're trying to save this pile of money and call it retirement, what's happening is people are outliving their money. The current plan is devised and it essentially says save all this money, pull X amount percent per year, and sadly hope that you pass away before you run out of money. That is no plan, my friends. That is no plan. But here we are. We've got an article in black and white right there in the newspaper saying, yes, people are living longer, so you need to work longer. And I'll give you some stats here. According to the article, if husband and wife are both 62, there is a 78% chance they will both make it to age 85 and a 25% chance they will make it to 95. Okay. How much do you need to set aside in a bag called retirement to have a decent retirement through the age of 95? What is that number? Can someone tell me that number? Because I don't think anyone knows quite what that number is. And if you can't quantify it, how can you save for it? So again, the retirement system in this country is broken. And let's just talk about ways to claim Social Security. It sounds pretty easy, right? Well, there's actually 567 ways for a couple to claim Social Security. You heard me right. That's 567 ways. Is that insane? So 567 ways to claim, and then 2,728 rules associated with it. Let me tell you, it's impossible for people not to make the wrong financial decision in regards to Social Security benefits with a system like that. 567 different ways to do it, and you've got to work your way around 2,728 rules. That is complicated. That is extremely complicated. And I'm going to quote the article here because it goes on to state, Social Security should be designed to help beneficiaries maximize benefits that people have paid for and are entitled to, not trick people into making bad choices. So there it is, right there. The author of the article is telling you that Social Security is practically impossible to navigate, practically impossible to make the right decisions, because again, you've got 567 ways to do it and 2,728 rules to circumnavigate. But we at Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't want you to ever have to worry about that. We're here to help you make a great choice. When the time comes to claim your benefits for Social Security, we want you to have enough passive income in your back pocket coming in and coming out that you really don't sweat this decision, that you don't fear making the wrong decision, because you're not going to make a right decision with 567 ways and 2,728 rules involved. Do you know how many rules we have of investing here at Lifestyles Unlimited? We've got 3 rules of investing, and I'm going to go through them. We don't have 567. We have 3. Rule 1, never lose money. Never lose money. If you do it right, you will never lose money. Does that sound different than the stock market today? How many people are losing money today in the stock market? Well, those of us that are invested in real estate, cash producing real estate, we're not losing any money today. We're moving right along. Rule 2, must cash flow. Okay, must cash flow. We're not investing in anything that doesn't cash flow. We're not buying land. We're not speculating. Each of our properties must kick off positive cash flow. And the last rule, can't get rich slow. I want you to have enough passive income coming in monthly that the benefits, when the time comes of Social Security, is nothing more than gravy, and you don't sweat the decision at all. Come visit us at lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. Attend one of our free workshops. Give us a call at 866-945-6565. I hope you enjoyed today's show as much as I have. This is Mike Harrison sitting in for Dale Walmsley, reminding you, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great day. We'll be right back.
listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.